Good morning, all. I hate to draw your wonderful discussions to a close. Okay, fantastic. So, my name is Emily. For those of you that don't know, I am the wife of Isaac, the associate pastor. And I'm just going to share a short word with you this morning. Can I just say, Andy and Chmeta, that made my day. That did, watching that. So thank you. So as you already now know, my message this morning is based upon the story of Jesus in the boat, which is part of our summer series. And my message is titled, He is Not Sleeping. Now, we all sleep, don't we, church? Some of you aren't quite sure, but we all sleep, every single one of us. So I want to know today how you sleep in the room, okay? So I want you to be open with me. So I'm going to ask you to raise your hand for each of my questions if it applies to you. So, can you raise your hand if you are someone who needs their full 8 hours sleep per night? If not, let's be honest, you're a bit grumpy the next day. Raise your hand. Nice. Wow, that's quite a few of you. Okay. So we know on a Sunday, if you're a bit grumpy, you've not had your 8 hours. I like the honesty. Okay. What about those of you? Raise your hand if you're someone who you can actually survive on pretty little sleep per night. Ooh. Okay, also quite a few of you. Okay, what about if you're someone who wakes at the slightest of sounds, like the creak of a door or anything? Raise your hand. Ah, interesting. A lot of mums in the room with their hands up, I can see. What about, are you someone who can sleep through the, like, you can sleep through anything, like even the loudest of storms? You're like, what? Phil is holding Wendy's hand. Hi, I love that. He's like, my wife. Wow, quite a few of you are deep sleepers. NG, deep sleeper, love that. Okay, two more. What about those of you who can sleep pretty much anywhere? So like a bus, a train, the floor. Wow, guys, we've got some good sleepers in this church. Reuben, have you ever missed a train stop, like a stop on a train from sleeping? No, not quite. Or what about those of you, raise your hand, if you're someone who has quite specific settings, like you can't see a light in the room, you have to have your eye mask, you can't hear a sound. Oh, not that many of you. Not that many. My sister's one of those people. I've got a few friends, like even if there's like a light on the TV, they're like, no, can't sleep. I'm someone who can pretty much fall asleep anywhere and pretty instantly. I'm very grateful for that. But since becoming a mum, I do wake at the slightest of sound. Isaac, on the other hand, I say no more. So we can all agree, we all need sleep in this room. We are humans. It is a necessity, even if we all sleep differently. Did you know that if you average 8 hours of sleep per night, then by the age of 70, you have slept about 204,540 hours, which is roughly 23.3 years of your life spent asleep? That's a lot of your life, right? Asleep. Who knew? Amazing. So I'm going to read the passage this morning. Mark 4, verse 35 to 41. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side, leaving the crowd behind." They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." So on the boat, as we read, Jesus was asleep. And we can all sit there and think, he could have missed it all. It could have gone so horribly wrong. You know, he led them over to the other side, but he could have really let them down. Even worse, let them drown. But we know that this isn't the case, don't we, church? Because even though he was physically asleep in human form, he is God. He is so holy and magnificent. He never misses a thing. And he never truly sleeps. And Psalm 121, verse 3 to 4 says, "He will not let your foot slip." Come on, Andy. "He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Because as I say, church, he never misses a thing. Now, years back, although I'm not that old, so not that many years, I used to work somewhere where, I don't know if you've ever had this feeling, I just felt like I didn't fit. I just didn't fit in this place of work. Every day was a struggle to get up, to go to work, to not look at the clock all day, to not cry at difficult moments. But I knew God had placed me there for a reason. I just knew it. I knew he'd promised me great things, but to be honest, I did doubt at points that he hadn't let me down. One day, he clearly planted this song in my heart. Many of you will know it. It may look like I am surrounded, but I am surrounded by you. I sang it over and over and over when I walked around that place and believe that God can do all things. He hasn't forgotten his promises to us, and he places us in situations for a reason. He doesn't temporarily forget or deal with more important issues that other people may be facing, because he is holy and magnificent. And we serve a God who is omniscient. He knows all things, including the past, the present, the future, even our hidden thoughts. He is omnipresent. God is present everywhere in the universe at the same time, which still blows my mind. And he is omnipotent. He has supreme power with no limits. And the disciples, they felt like they were only surrounded by the storm. But actually, what they were surrounded by was God's miracle-working power. And the disciples, they were actually, in fact, in the storm whilst obeying Jesus. They hadn't taken a wrong turn. As they were where Jesus had told them to go, he said, "Go over to the other side," and they did. And maybe that's the same for you. When we encounter storms like the disciples did on the boat, the storm is not the evidence that we've missed God. It's not the evidence that we're not where he needs us to be. But sometimes we're in the storm because we followed God and his promise. But I am here to remind you on this very Sunday, he hasn't messed up. He hasn't forgotten his promise to you. He is not sleeping, and he is in that boat with you. Charles Spurgeon says, "The winds blow, but Jesus is on board. The waves rage, but Jesus is on board." Recently, Isaac went up to bed and checked the front doors are locked, which I tell him he always has to do. And he very quickly turned back and he came to me in the kitchen and he said, "Em, did you not park the car on the driveway this evening?" I said, "Yeah." You know, he starts to question himself, "Did I? I never park it on the road." I said, "No, I definitely parked it on the driveway." He said, "Are you sure?" And I said, I started to doubt. He was looking on his phone at the cameras and I rushed to the front door to find that he was right. Our car had been stolen off our driveway. As you can imagine, I was pretty on edge. I was pretty shaky. I couldn't really sleep much that night. And when we woke in the morning, Isaac said to me, he said, "Em, God didn't miss this." This is actually what he said. "He knew this was going to happen, and we can trust in him. He knows the people who stole the car. He knows their very name. He knows the home that they've gone to right now. He knows every detail of their lives, and yet we serve him. And who better to have on our side than him, the King of Kings who knows everyone and everything?" And I needed to hear, I knew I'd married a good Christian man. I needed to hear it in that moment. And when we're asleep or we're distracted, we are completely unaware of what's going on outside. Maybe you wake up and discover that there's been a huge storm, which lots of you is clearly the case. You sleep for anything. Maybe there has been an intruder or danger nearby, and you question, how did we miss this? How did nobody see or hear this? But when we compare us to a night watchman is different because he stays awake so that you don't have to. And there may be moments in your life where maybe right now you feel like you're the only one awake. Do you feel like you're the only one watching your family? Do you feel like you're the only one watching your future? Do you feel you're the only one watching your rent, your mortgage payment and bills? Do you feel that you're the only one watching right now, things not go to plan and all fall apart? Do you feel like you're watching the storm? And maybe today you're sitting here and you're pretty exhausted. But here's the good news. I'm here to remind you that you don't need to be the only one awake, because Jesus is the one watching. He is God. And when you can't see what's coming, he can, because he is God and he is never sleeping. Psalm 121 verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. The storm may rage, the waves may rise, and the night may seem long, yet he has not abandoned you." The disciples thought that because Jesus was asleep, he didn't care. But Jesus being asleep didn't mean that he was not aware. God promises to watch over us as his children. He does not take breaks. He doesn't look away. He knows the infinite details of our lives. He sees the past, the present, the future, and he cares more than we can understand. He is magnificent and holy, and we are to be in awe of him. And as I come into close this morning with this short message, I'm going to play a song which many of you may have heard. It's called "You Are Holy." The lyrics are so powerful and remind us of how we serve a God who is so holy and never misses a thing. He is above it all. And maybe if this very short message is spoken to you and you've been reminded of a few things this morning and you want prayer, then at the end of the service, please come forward and someone in the prayer ministry team would love to pray for you. But as this song plays in a moment, there's a few things that maybe you want to reflect on in this time. Perhaps you need to ask God for full confidence in him again. Perhaps you want to take this time to thank God for how he never sleeps nor slumbers, how he cares for you and has you in his hand. And perhaps you want to ask him for that personal comfort of that psalm. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Perhaps you want to ask God this morning to remind you of how you are not the one who needs to be watching and worrying, whatever you may be going through, because he is carrying you and he will not forget his promise to you. Maybe now is a time to thank God, to glorify his name, because he is holy and magnificent. And the king of the entire universe does not miss one thing in our lives, not one. So as we play this song, I want you to reflect on those things. And like I say, at the end of the service, after the band play the final song, if you want to come forward, then I'd love to pray with you or someone from the prayer ministry team. But I'm just going to pray this morning. So whether you want to hold your hands or just sit there, I'm going to pray over us this morning. Lord, I thank you that you are holy and magnificent. You are the King of Kings, but yet you don't miss one single thing in our lives. Lord, if there's people sitting in this room right now, or maybe people watching online, Lord, and they feel like you've forgotten your promise to them, they feel like you're sleeping, you're missing things in their life, that they're the only one watching, Lord, I pray that they'd be reminded that you never sleep, Lord. You never miss one thing, God. You've gone before us. You're in the present, the future, the past. You are everywhere, Lord, and we thank you. And I pray this morning that people would have that confidence in you once again. The one that they gave their life to as their King and Savior, they would have confidence in you once again, Lord, that you will never, ever let them down. That you hold them up, Lord. You carry them, Jesus. And I thank you so much, Father God, that you never sleep nor slumber. And just like those disciples, when they felt surrounded by the storm, but they were surrounded by your miracle, I pray right now over every single person in this room that they would know whatever they're going through, maybe the highs or lows of life, Lord, they're not surrounded by what this world brings, but they're surrounded by you. They're surrounded by your miracle working power, your love, your great love over us. And I pray that we'd be reminded this morning, Lord, that you are so holy, the most holy, and yet you love us. You love us as your sons and daughters. In your name, amen.
Thank you for that message, Emily. Hope you are blessed as you dwelling in God's presence. A good thing to do, isn't it, to dwell in God's presence and soak in. In a moment, the band's going to lead us in our final song before concluding our service. But just to say that before our service this morning, as I was praying, I just had the real sense that God is saying for some that he just wants to strengthen you to endure in a situation. Endurance is a biblical term. It's not as if it's right at times to step out of something, but there's so much in the Bible about enduring and God helping us to endure in a situation where he is with us, even though it's not so easy. So just to share that God will be with you. But if you'd like someone to pray for you specifically about a situation where you feel, God, I really need to endure here, will you strengthen me, will you help me, after the service, then the prayer team will be here and they'd love to pray for you and to bless you with that.